Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 147 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Nicole Powell's book, The Power, A Call to Mediumship. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So first of all, I'm going to read from a section in chapter 4. This is titled Guides. And this is what Nicole has written. When you first start awakening to mediumship, sometimes there is an urgency to meet the guides in some kind of form. Now, of course, your guides may come to you in human form, but it is also very common for them to come as just energy. Think of it as a collective consciousness wrapping their love all around you. Over time, they may take form, as they will come to you as you feel comfortable seeing them. Remember, in spirit, we are not physical beings, but energy and light. But our human minds can relate to things that make sense and feel welcome to us. So often, spirit guides take form and names so they can relate to us. Please do not rush to try and figure out who they are, what their names are, what they are here to teach you, etc. You will get in your head and lose connection fast. Let them come to you as you invite them in. Let them unfold you and let this be a relationship that develops over time. Each person will have their own time frame for development. There is no rush or no time limit. Allowing spirit to blend with your spirit is most important in these early stages. This develops the bond, a relationship, and continuous growth can happen in your mediumship unfoldment from here. Think of it as a meeting with your team. You become an empty vessel, and they come when they are called to develop and influence you in the power. Place no agenda on them, as they are here to guide you, not run your life. As you learn to let them draw close to you, put out an offering or intention. They are always there and willing to teach you as you learn to listen and feel them. Different guides will come to you based on your interests. This means that depending on what you are going through in life, as well as what you may take on, different bands of energy will wrap around you to support you in that development. An example is when you take on a new creative project. Inspiration will come from guides that can support you with this in such things as music, art, and writing. The stronger you become in something and let go into it, the more your spirit team can help and influence you in that way. You see this with athletes when they get so in the flow of their sport that it's as if something comes through them. Or musicians when they find the frequency in the music and experience pure bliss. Or an artist who loses complete track of time and feels like they were in a trance. It's because spirit has taken over. Over time, your guides and spirit team will become your most cherished friends. The more you practice a craft or something that calls your attention and let go into it, the more your guides can influence you. Just like how, when you loosen up before doing something important, like public speaking or playing a game, and the more relaxed you are, the more natural it will unfold within you. Okay, so now I'm going to move on to another section. This is called Psychic versus Mediumship. It's important to know the different ways to do readings, as well as be disciplined in each way, so you are authentically getting the information in a way that is in alignment with your delivery. Psychic work, also called intuitive guidance, is when you are reading another person's energy. The information comes from your higher self, and as you look into their energy, you are able to see what may be happening to them. Depending on what type of information you are reaching for, it may vary in a few different ways. This is titled Aura Reading. This is when you, as a medium, extend your energy into the person's auric field and read through feelings, inner vision, and thoughts about what they are currently believing. Your thoughts, choices and beliefs create your reality. Your aura is a living energy and vortex around you that shows you the potential of where you are heading in life based upon what you are vibrating. For example, say a woman comes to me and wants to find her soulmate. Yet when I tune into her, I see she doesn't trust men. She believes all the good ones are taken, or there is no one out there for her. It will be hard for me to find a man in her future that will be out there. Sometimes, I see this as a potential partner really far away. I may see that she needs to upgrade her thoughts, beliefs, and abilities, put herself out there before that will manifest. Suppose I meet a man who tells me he is working towards a new career. In that case, I look into his aura and see that he's been studying, applying himself, meeting people within the field, dressing the part, acting the part, and completely changing himself to become that reality. I will most likely tell him that the job is right there, he is so close, and this is coming into fruition. Your future is very much based on what you put into it today. So if you are looking for a new life or a changed outcome, you will need to apply yourself and bring it to life in order for it to manifest. Now, when doing aura readings, you are reading potential. This means that sometimes a medium may see something for you, yet it never manifests. This means it's living in your aura but won't come to fruition unless you move your energy towards it. This is why some predictions do not come true and others do. If a medium says it's right there, I see this happening, or it's coming into play now. You have aligned your thoughts, beliefs, and actions to become this reality. On to the next section. This is titled Soul Reading. A medium extends its energy on a soul level, reading soul to soul. When you read a soul, you read into what it longs for, strives for, and wants to create in this lifetime. A soul reader will be able to go beyond the thinking mind of what should be or how to do it, and will go into the deeper need and calling of the person receiving this reading. Soul readings are a beautiful way to look at purpose and meaning in life and go beyond the thinking mind. You have a unique soul and blueprint for life with many potentials and feelings. When you lean into your soul, it shares what it truly wants out of this lifetime. Next section, evidential mediumship. This is a different way to connect. It's by the medium extending their energy and reaching out to touch the spirit world. They do this by thought, intention, and raising their vibrational energy to love. The energy comes from behind and around the medium. The medium uses their sensitivity to receive information through feeling, inner vision, knowing, hearing, and taste, smell. The medium shares the information with the client, which the client validates through a yes or no, and I am not sure, from the information. The medium stays with the spirit to share the information giving, providing evidence of the afterlife, who it is that is there, as well as a message for the client. These readings are not predictive, they are evidential. They bring people healing, comfort, and proof that their loved one is with them. On to the next section. This is titled Psychic Mediumship. When a medium extends their energy to the client, reading them psychically and expands their energy out to connect with a loved one in spirit. They are disciplined to know where the information is coming from, either spirit or the client's aura. They may start one way and then shift another way. Being able to listen deeply to the spirit world and its evidence, as well as being connected to the client's energy, is all at the same time. In development classes, I teach this by having my students place their right hand up when connected to a loved one in spirit, then flip to psychic and lift their left hand up. I have them alternate so they know where the information is coming from. This is practice, discipline, and focus. This is the most popular reading style in Canada and can be very powerful when done correctly. It needs to come from an authentic space where the medium knows who they are getting the information from and how. So today I was reading from Nicole Powell's book, The Power, A Call to Mediumship. If you want to buy the book, There is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Our Paranormal Afterlife Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to try the extended episodes, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/Our Paranormal Afterlife. Or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.